to stand up for their patients. And unfortunately, Kevin, a lot of them are not.
Dr. Simon, let me ask you, because so many times we have issues that come up in the news and we see them through a partisan lens. Republicans see it one way. Democrats and progressives and liberals see it another way. This seems to be an issue that is bipartisan, but it's almost like you got to follow the money in order to find out where you stand on this thing. Is this a bipartisan issue?
It is a bipartisan. Well, it's becoming more and more a bipartisan issue. And what people are finding out, there probably isn't one Nevada citizen who doesn't know somebody who's gotten sick from the vaccine. And the bottom line is everybody's beginning to question now, what are we doing here? We talk about the Delta variant. So this vaccine that they created doesn't affect that. It's no longer effective for anything. And giving boosters, the body's not reacting to the antigen aspect of it other than from a complication standpoint. And people know this. I had all the current data, Kevin, up until 3 weeks ago. Anything that's been written 3 weeks and on, I don't have. I'm as informed as any physician in the world. We had current things that had come out a week before we met. And everything that's rolling out now is highly suspicious that we should not be pushing the vaccination. I will tell you this for fact. More children die from the vaccine than they die from COVID. More seniors are having problems about getting reinfection of COVID. They're shedding high levels of it. This is not being effective.
So what do you tell people? What do you tell your family? We know that you have not been vaccinated, and you paid for it with your credentials at the hospital. And I guess my question is, what do you tell people to do? Do you tell them just across the board, do not take this vaccine, do not take the booster?
To begin with, if you're immunocompromised, there is data that you should consider possibly doing it. The whole fact of how this all works is that we've always had herd immunity. I tell all of my colleagues, friends, anybody that like comes to my restaurant that I have, do not vaccinate your children. There's no data to support it. We practice medicine based upon evidence-based medicine. There's no evidence-based medicine that vaccines work in children for COVID SARS-19. When it comes to the boosters, 16-2, the FDA, Dr. Chatterley, who headed that, pediatric infectious disease doc, head of Chicago Medicine, said, no, don't take the boosters, 16-2. CDC then comes out and says it's okay. The government is being corrupt. And physicians need to stand up. You need to have a direct discussion with your physician, but you also need them to provide the data because there's a certain number of clinicians out there that I don't trust.
More coming up with Dr. Fred Simon, and we're going to move to a different area, an area that a lot of people are talking about. Parents are really, really upset with their school boards, in our case, the Board of Trustees, and we'll talk about that. He has been very active up in Douglas County relative to school boards up there. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At a 331, just checked the traffic cams and there's a lot of congestion there. Eastbound Sahara at Las Vegas Boulevard as people try to squeeze through there. Delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. That's where it goes from US 95 to 515. Still the same freeway. Also 515 westbound at Eastern. There's only two lanes available there as they continue that bridge reconstruction work into next year. There's some right shoulder activity. It's partially blocking the right lane there, 15 southbound. That's at Oakey. And you're bumper to bumper right now as you try to work your way into that downtown area. US 95 southbound, that is at Southern Rancho.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights, just a few days from opening up their season, they lose to the Coyotes 3-1 in preseason action yesterday, another preseason game against the Sharks tomorrow, and then they begin the regular season on Tuesday when they play against Seattle. That's going to be Seattle's first game in franchise history. No UNLV football this weekend. They've got the weekend off across the Mountain West. Boise State at BYU in non-league action. San Jose State at Colorado State. Wyoming at Air Force. New Mexico goes to number 25 San Diego State. Nevada plays a non-league game against New Mexico State. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlode chose Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Final segment with Dr. Fred Simon. He's a Republican candidate for governor, one of eight who are running for the office on the Republican side. Dr. Simon, I've got to ask you, I've been dying to ask you this. What would have been different if you were governor back in March of 2020 and we were closing down businesses and schools and the whole thing? What would you have done differently? And again, not knowing what we know today obviously is different than what we knew back on March 17th of 2020. But I'm curious what you would have done differently.
Well, I would have done what I'm doing now. I'm a data-driven individual. Every different category of difficulty we have in our society, I do it based upon data information. I would have gotten all the data and information from around the world. And it was found out early on that this was an infection that could be evaluated from the same standpoint if we'd always done it. Herd immunity. We know that works. And we always know what ends up happening with the vulnerable. They're the highest risk and the highest death rate. So you isolate the vulnerable. That wasn't done. Just the opposite. So you would just stick to fundamentals, Medicine 101. This was manipulated by politics. Then you'd look at things that could help with the inflammatory reaction. So then we would have been using therapeutics, as we have in the past with everything else. When you got the flu, Kevin, you use certain things that are called therapeutics that decrease the symptoms. So fundamentally, it would have been very similar to what we had done before. We'd work hard at isolating what the particular virus is, but viruses behave very similarly and have over the years. And we've had many outbreaks of many epidemics, and we have followed the same process, except until now. So I would have done it completely differently.
Would you have closed down schools? Would you have closed down businesses?
Absolutely would not have closed down schools, and absolutely would not have closed down businesses. What we would have is PSAs on radio and TV constantly informing the public that we have something that is a very contagious, serious flu at that point in time that has the risk of the immunocompromised in the elderly population. But what we did was completely overreact to the circumstances.
I want to take you in a totally different direction because you have been very active over the last couple of months attending, I think, the number, last time I checked, was like 11 school board meetings in the past 2 months in Douglas and Washoe and Carson counties. And I'm curious what you learned from that and the success that you've had with a group of parents in these different counties.
Well, let me give you a little background because I never get into anything without having some knowledge. 18 years in the public school system with my wife. My wife was on the school board for 8 years, president of the school board for 2 years, had a PATT. I went to more school functions socially than I did as a social person with our friends. We were very active in it. I understand how it works. I understand the positives and the negatives. We're in a state where we're 49th out of 50. We've shoved a bunch of money into the school system, and we're a failure. Absolute failure. So the best way to understand anything is you go where the information is. Listen to the people. Listening to the school boards, listening to the superintendents gives you a fair amount of information. What I found out at a lot of the school board meetings is the school board elected officials didn't have their homework done. They didn't have the information. They're voting on issues where they're directed by either the union or the superintendent. It was absurd. I challenged them constantly. And I kept pushing really hard on Kristen McNeil up in Washoe County. And as of last week, they walked out on me with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left on my time, which I demanded to have my time. And I finished. The point I was making to them is, this is ideology, this is an education, you're not coming prepared to vote, and you shouldn't vote. And all the things that you're putting forth is not educating our kids, and I gave them statistic after statistic after statistic, paper after paper, on math, on every aspect of it. And what did they give me? They had no data. And we've been successful. We've had the mask mandate in Douglas withdrew. We had a intervention in Carson County where they were going to do an equity statement. They withdrew that. I mean, we don't need an equity statement on kids being equal. We really need an equity statement on teachers being equal at a high level. So I've been very, very active. We're running a campaign, but also initiating policy of what my administration is going to be like when I come in. And by gosh, we will change healthcare. We will change education so that it benefits the citizens.
I want to ask you, because it's vitally important that people know what it is that these school boards are dealing with. Is it just critical race theory, equity statements, things like that? Or is there more to what's going on in our schools, which don't make them any better? Okay, they don't make them any better, but they claim that they're going to make them better, and 49 is going to become 39 is going to become, you know, the 20th best school district in the nation. But nobody can prove it.
Well, first of all, Kevin, you got to do some reading, you got to do some research, which I always do. You go back to the 1920s and look at where this system started. It's Marxist system. You have to look at what propagated all this. We're dumbing down America, statistically. And why are we doing that? It's a political issue, in my opinion. When you have 87% graduation rate in Nevada, but 40% of the students can't meet the basics to do a normal job because they're deficient, they can't read, they can't write, obviously it's not the student issue, it's the education and the teachers. The other thing is the amount of ideology taught and the amount of real teaching of education has been superseded to this. There's obviously a political agenda.
Yeah, obviously. I've got to ask you just in a final couple of minutes, one thing that you've been preaching at stops all across the state is you want to get voter ID. You want us to get true voter integrity. Can you talk a little bit about how you plan to do it?
Well, we're already actively working. So I've got a lot of volunteers up in Reno. I have a lot of volunteers down in Carson and Douglas County. And so I actively got people together and say, look, we have to look at the voter rolls now, right now. Let's look at the voter rolls. Let's look where people live. Let's talk. This week we were talking with one of the county's clerks. We're going to push forward actively in this campaign with volunteers, with people who are outside our sphere that find this to be a very important issue, whether they're Democrats, independents, Republicans. 71% of Democrats want legal elections. We have to fix this by the time November comes around to win this election. And so we're actively have a policy in place right now, looking at it at the voter rolls and working with the clerks of counties.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Dr. Simon, it's always good to have you on. Thank you so much. You do your homework. I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you so much for joining us. If folks want to know more about you, about your campaign for governor, how do they go about doing that?
It's pretty easy. It's simonforgovnv.com, S-I-M-O-N. For govnv.com. And Kevin, I appreciate you too.
Hey, thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate your coming on. We'll talk with you again. Be safe out on the campaign trail, okay?
Appreciate that. Thank you. You too. You be safe.
There you go, Dr. Fred Simon joining us, a Republican candidate for governor, and he's a trauma surgeon in Douglas County. The big challenge for him, obviously, 70% of the electorate statewide is right here in Clark County. So how do you, you know, translate all of this effort in Douglas County and Washoe and in Reno? How do you do that and still introduce yourself to people down here? That is the challenge that he and a bunch of other candidates from up north are going to face. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I love watching games in my favorite sports bar. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Great food, passionate fans. It's really a fun experience. And in a packed sports bar, I can hear conversations at our table. I can hear conversations at other nearby tables. For years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded sports bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's football season, and guess what else? It's insurance season. Now it's time to call Patrick at Pro Insurance. If you're on Obamacare, uninsured, or on Cobra Care, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and your family with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's proweinsurance.com or 702-280-6240. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it. It's Friday. I do. I love, if you listen to the show for, you know, more than like 3 minutes on a Friday, you know that we celebrate Friday. It happens to be the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man. What day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Come on. You know what day it is. It's Friday. It's the day when we let our hair down, we have some fun. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Attorney General Merrick Garland is going after what we call school board parents, parents that go to school board meetings. And but it turns out, and gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story for the last couple of days, it turns out that Merrick Garland, the attorney general, may be himself compromised because of family members. What is the latest that you've got on this?
Yeah, indeed, Kevin. Garland announced in a memo on Monday that he's directing the FBI to meet with state and local officials. Because in recent months, there's, in his words, has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital workings of running our public schools. So Representative Lauren Boebert, she's a Republican from Colorado, is demanding that President Joe Biden's Department of Justice provide that data that they are claiming that there is an increase of threats of violence against those school officials. She wants to see the data. Well, here's where it gets interesting, Kevin, is because a portion of Boebert's request comes after a report on Wednesday of this week. It charged that Garland's son-in-law, Zan Tanner, is a co-founder of Panoramic Education. Panorama Education. It's a company that promotes the tenets of what? Critical race theory.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these people are everywhere. They've got tentacles everywhere in whatever is happening in everyday life in America. And people need to wake up. So what the congresswoman is asking is, hey, where's your data?
Yeah.
We want to see this because he's compromised. His son-in-law is promoting critical race theory, according to this report.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And again, you want to look for motivation, why some of these politicians do what they do. Sometimes it's just greed. I mean, it's just greed. We'll have more on this story coming up, and we'll continue to follow this because this is something that is absolutely horrible. If indeed this all proves out, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side.